Well, praise the Lord. I want to draw your attention to one passage of scripture. It's in the book of Genesis, the 48th chapter and the 11th verse. And I am just going to read that one verse and then share with you a thought on prayer and faith. In Genesis 48:11, it says, "And Israel said to Joseph, 'I never expected to see your face. And behold, God has let me see your children as well.'" That's what it says in the New American Standard. In the New King James, it says, "And Israel said to Joseph, 'I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God has also shown me your offspring.'" But in the original language, it says, "I did not even pray to see your face. I did not so much as dare to pray to see your face. But God has not only shown me your face, but also showed me your children or my grandchildren." Now, you know the story of Jacob, how that at a certain point in his life, the Lord changed his name to Israel. And in changing his name to Israel, he made it clear that Jacob or Israel had power with God. There was no question in his mind about the fact that God spoke to him, changed his name, and said, "You have power with me." And then when Jacob had his son Joseph, the Lord made it very clear to Jacob that Joseph was a very special child. And Jacob took Joseph under his wing in a very particular way, made him a little coat of various colors and so on, and loved him dearly. Now, at a certain point, you know the story, Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. They took the garment that Jacob had given him. They brought it back to Jacob. Now it was ripped, it was torn, it had been dipped in blood, and they said to Israel, they said to Jacob, "Your son is dead." And so now in this particular text that we read, we see Joseph alive. We see Joseph ruling, as it were, over not only a nation, but all of the nations ultimately would come and acknowledge that the Lord was using Joseph in a great way. The Lord used him to feed nations during the time of a famine. Israel was able to see that, and not only that, but able to stretch out his hands and bless Joseph's children. Now consider the time lapse between the time that the Lord spoke to Joseph, rather to Jacob about Joseph, and the time that Jacob saw the fruition of the promise. And that time lapse brought about much grief, much fear, much worry, much pain, much anguish, because during that time lapse, Israel was under the impression that his son was dead, that his son had been torn to pieces. But more, he was also concerning himself with a promise that was made to him about his son and trying to reconcile within himself, how is it that God made me to believe a certain thing about my child, and yet this other thing, this thing contrary to the promise, this thing that brings grief and tears, has happened? What is basically going on, and this is what happens in many lives, this hope that we have for our children, this faith that we have that God is going to use them, that he's going to feed lives through them, that they're going to make a difference, that they are going to have some say in this generation. We hear that from the Lord, and then we hear God say to us, "And you have power with God." That is to say, you can pray for this child, and you can raise this child, and you can help this child along in their journey. We hear those things, and then all of a sudden, we get a report that says, your son or your daughter is dead. We get a report that says they've been torn to pieces. And they bring forms of evidence, like they did with this coat of many colors. They bring forms of evidence that says, this is the evidence that your son or your daughter is dead. This is the evidence that there is no more hope for them. This is the evidence that God has not heard your prayers. This is the evidence that you don't have power with God. And this is the evidence that there is no promise on your son or on your daughter. This is the evidence that there is no reason to continue to pray. That there is no reason to continue to believe. And when you and I go through some of the difficulties of life, there are times when evidence will come to us that says that even though when your child was a certain age, you believed a certain thing for them, and even though during that time frame you were told by God himself that you have power with God, that you have power in the prayer closet, that you can believe God for great things and expect great things, that you can believe God for your son or you can believe God for your daughter, that they are not going to be sucked into this generation, they are going to make a difference in this generation, you might have dedicated your son or your daughter, even on a platform like this, and heard words of encouragement that says your son or your daughter is going to be strong in this generation. They are not going to be swept up by it. But now you might be going through a time between the point where God made it clear to you that you have power with God and that your son and your daughter will serve the Lord, and that time when you see it come to fruition, where you say along with Israel, I had not even hoped for this day. I had not even expected this day. And as Israel said in the original language, I stopped even praying for this day. There was something in me that just would not allow myself to pray anymore about this thing. Because maybe the disappointment and the heartbreak has become overwhelming. Maybe you prayed for years and years and years, and every now and again you utter a prayer, but it's not like it was when you knew that you knew that you knew that God was going to come through and do exactly what he said he was going to do. And I want to encourage you today that there will come a time when you will testify like Israel, that not only did God save your son or save your daughter? Did not only did God bring them back from bondage, not only did he help them, not only did he heal them, not only did he fulfill the promise on their life, not only did he make them the kind of person that is able to provide bread for other people, not only did he do a wonderful thing in their life, but you not only lived to see them brought back into the kingdom and make a difference in the society, but you begin to see their offspring as well. You begin to see your grandchildren as well. The children that you thought were entirely lost, God is going to bring home. God is going to do a great thing in their life. God is going to change them. God is going to free them from bondage. Jacob must have wept many, many, many tears. He must have cried many a night, God, I know you made a promise to me. I know you told me that my son and my daughter was going to serve you. You told me that they would not be caught up into this world, that they would not be drawn into the vacuum of this society, into the emptiness of this society, into the vanity of this society. You told me that they were going to be different. But the evidence seems to say otherwise. People are coming to me with reports about what they're doing and where they're going. People are bringing me bloody garments and saying, your son is dead. Your daughter is dead. There's no more hope for them. And they're basically saying to us what certain people said to Jesus or to that man who brought his daughter to Jesus, don't bother the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. But Jesus told that man, don't be afraid, only believe. And Jesus, hallelujah, is saying to you tonight, don't be afraid, only believe. If God told you that you have power with God and you have power with men, if God told you that God hears you when you pray, God hears your voice the same way he told Jacob when he changed his name to Israel, you have power with God. God hears your voice. God hears your prayers. God knows your name. God knows your need. The same God who told you that will not leave you, will not forsake you, cannot lie. If he told you that he hears your prayers, he hears your prayers. The same God who told you that your son or your daughter should be arrayed in a garment of many colors. The same one who told you that they would make a difference in this generation. The same one who told you that he would bring them back and they would feed many. That they would be useful in his hands to change a generation. The same one who told you that has not rescinded his word. He is not a man that he should relent. He cannot lie. He told you he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. He told you he's going to save your children. He's going to save your children. He told you he's going to cause them to be an addition to you and not a subtraction. That's why Jacob named his son Joseph, this one who adds to me. Well, the Lord caused Joseph to say, I had seen so much, I'd heard so much, I'd seen so much evidence of his death and of his demise, so much evidence that I found it hard to pray. I found it hard to believe. That same child that I held in my arms while they put oil on his forehead, I saw him out there. I heard about what he was doing. I understood how he was living, and it got to a place where it broke my heart every time I even began to pray. But I'm telling you, brother and sister, there will come a day. You could mark it on your calendar. There will come a day when you will bear witness, you will give testimony in the presence of God's people. You'll have your son or your daughter right by your side. They'll give their testimony on a Sunday night, and you're going to come up and stand beside them, and you're going to say, there was a day when I didn't even know how to pray, but God came through. God came through. God came through. And not only do I get to see my son or my daughter, but I get to see my grandkids, and I get to see my great-grandkids. I get to see generation after generation lifting up their hands, lifting up their heart, lifting up their voice, blessing God, praising God, giving glory and honor to that great king. There comes a time, brother and sister, when you and I stop listening to the lie of the enemy. And by the word of God, we refute any evidence that seems to be to the contrary. And we take out our calendar, and we take out a big red pen, and we circle a day like today, where we decided we're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on believing. We're going to keep on trusting. We're going to keep on hoping. We're going to keep on singing. We're going to keep on shouting. We're going to keep on praising, because our God is faithful. Hallelujah. 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 Our God is faithful. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to ask Pastor David if he would come. And he's going to pray for you tonight. He's going to believe with you tonight. He's going to cry out to God on your behalf. Every prayer that's come in, and those prayers that have not come in because it was difficult to put your hand to the keyboard and pray for this thing again. But you pray. You believe. You trust. And we're going to see God do some great things.